Welcome to the V Word. This is Carol Olson, your host. On today's show, I'm going to talk about what is common violence against the LGBTQ community in America. The recent attack on a gay club in Orlando is just one example. It's horrific, but not isolated. I'm not sure it's insignificant that he picked a gay club during Pride Month on the same weekend when celebrations and parades were happening across the nation. It is just one example of the extremely common kind of violence in the United States, hate-motivated attacks on the LGBTQ community. Southern Poverty Law Center has stated that the LGBT people are twice as likely to be the target of violent hate crime than other groups of people. Sexual orientation motivated roughly 20% of hate crimes, and according to the FBI, sexual orientation motivated roughly 20% of hate crimes in 2013. Again, to quote Southern Poverty Law Center, the vast majority of these crimes are not carried out by Muslim extremists. Rather, it's a mix of white supremacists and people who would be considered relatively normal members of society. The majority of attacks on gay people do not come from people who are members of organized hate groups. That quote is from Mark Potuck, a senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Despite the gains of equal rights, marriage equality, welcome open presence in our society, discriminatory attitudes remain common, as exemplified in the last few months over gender identity and using bathrooms. What is happening in our society? Are we returning to past times in which LGBTQ people were less accepted than they are today? Are we stepping backwards? In addition to hate crimes, bombings of queer-friendly spaces, sexual assault and domestic violence are serious concerns for members of the LGBTQ and queer communities, as they are for all people. When it comes to sexual assault and domestic violence in this community, while the rates are similar with the heterosexual community, perpetrators may use additional tactics to maintain power and control, threatening to out the victim to family, work, or friends, using institutionalized homophobia such as the victim may not be believed by police because of the myth that women don't sexually assault. There are likely no shelters available to transgender persons or gay men, and shelter environments may be hostile to lesbian women. Reinforcing feelings that the victim may have that disclosing abuse somehow reflects badly on the entire queer community. The queer community is viewed by many as sick, and survivors may be hesitant to disclose any information that might reinforce that view. How can you help? In Virginia, we have the Virginia Anti-Violence Project. Serves the LGBTQ community in responding to violence against them. They have a guide intended to assist sexual and domestic violence direct service organizations that wish to better serve lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer victims of violence. You can download those model policies on their website at virginiaavp.org. They have a variety of resources, events, and training that you can access. You can email them at info@virginiaavp.org or call them at 804-925-8287. Additionally, the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance, otherwise known as the Action Alliance, they partner with the Virginia Anti-Violence Project and host the LGBTQ Partner Abuse and Sexual Assault Helpline. That number is 1-866-356-6998. It's available 24/7. It provides free and confidential telephone service for lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, and queer questioning callers looking for information or help regarding intimate partner abuse and sexual assault and stalking. The Action Alliance also hosts the Virginia Family Violence and Sexual Assault Hotline. That number is 800-838-8238. It includes chat and texts daily from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can text at 804-793-9999. And you can chat off their website at vsdvalliance.org. Starting July 1st, those services will go 24/7. The V-Word is hosted by Carol Olson. For more information, you can access our website at thevword.org. We're also on Facebook as the V-Word Radio Show, and our Twitter handle is Prevent Violence. The V-Word is recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. For more information on how to support, donate, or volunteer at the station, please go to WRIR.org for more information. Thank you and be safe.